Good morning, a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, a lot to talk about. Let's begin with the top news story, the protests over the death of George Floyd and other black Americans at the hands of police. They were resonating not only in the big cities like New York City and Boston, but the smaller cities as well, and not only in our country, but worldwide. Quite the response to this. You've got that coverage along with some of the reforms that the governor is calling for now.
That's right. You know, folks are saying that in a way this protest seems different from others, and we're seeing it manifested not just in all the locations you mentioned, but in small places too. I mean, over the weekend, Long Island, for example, there were more than 20 rallies against police brutality all the way from Great Neck all the way out to the Hamptons. Thousands of people were out. And we're also seeing lawmakers respond more quickly to this than previous protests over the years. For example, the state legislature is poised to return this week. They're going to be in action starting today, starting to go through bills, and the two houses will do that Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday this week. The highlight is voting to end a police secrecy law about disciplinary records that's been on the books since 1976. This would make disciplinary records subject to the same freedom of information request that every other state agency is subject to, and no longer treating police records as sort of a separate category. But that's not all they're going to do. They're also poised to pass a law that would make state troopers have body-worn cameras anytime that they're on patrol. New York is one of the few states that don't require that or dashboard cameras. They're also going to pass a law to put into statute a right to record police activity, also outlaw chokeholds, and make permanent a special prosecutor's office to investigate deadly police-civilian confrontations.
And all while this is happening, a big day today for New York City as they begin a reopening from the COVID-19 pandemic.
Right, some mile markers, mileposts in the COVID fight. New York City reopening after about 100 days since it had its first case and after a long and lengthy lockdown, so to speak. Also, Governor Cuomo announcing that graduations, limited to 150 people, can take place starting June 26th. Also now, finally, some numbers emerging about just how New York spent its money on COVID. This is the state money. And some interesting breakdowns there, along with spending nearly $1 billion on ventilators and $250 million cleaning MTA facilities and state agencies. There's also spent about $70 million refunding money for room and board to SUNY and CUNY students, City University and State University students.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us on Mondays. For more, head to newsday.com. Yancey, stay safe. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks, Dave.